Hey everyone, this is Nina Amir, the Inspiration to Creation Coach, and this is our May 2nd Inspired Writing Results Group. And I am here with Peggy and Pat. Just us old folks, in terms of who's been here the longest. I mean, old in
the
terms
of
age.
The most dogged members you have.
Yeah. So how are you both?
Today is the first day where I could see light at the end of the tunnel. So I think I'm going to live. This has been a lot harder than I thought it would be, the move and stuff.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. The move
it was move out of a house we'd been in for more than 40 years. And then fix it up for sale in a week or two, you know, just do everything. So, and went on the market this morning.
Oh, congratulations.
But I am too old for this. I mean, I have carried and carted and scraped and painted and sanded and until I cannot see straight. My whole body hurts. I'm so glad to be through with it.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, it's no fun to move.
Well, we moved a lot when I was a kid, but since I got married, this is our first move.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many years did you say?
Well, we moved in a house in 1975.
Whoa.
That's a long time.
What is that? 42 years. So I'm sort of back to square one. I mean, I didn't get to the gym. I didn't hardly brush my teeth, seriously. I went days without showers. I'm just now, like, starting over to get back into my routine, which I can do now. So should I keep going, or?
Yeah, go ahead.
We can go back to where what you had, Pat, if you want. And
well, what I had was I was going to submit an article. I was going to write a query that I had to a publisher or publication, finish the draft of the book, and spend 20 minutes a day on the book. And what in the world does that mean, finish deadline?
Okay, well, I don't finish. I have submit the article. Send a query to a publication, work on book-related projects for 20 minutes per day in the morning, finish elephant book by April 30th, finish book proposal by June 30th, start a new project by July 1.
Okay. So I think that I can still get to the book proposal by the end of the month.
Whoa.
Finish book proposal by May 30th?
Was that what I said? No?
You said June 30th, and you had April 30th for the actual
book. Oh, I see where I scribbled on that. Okay, yeah. Okay, June 30th. Okay.
So let's start with the manuscript. Are you still, well, obviously April 30th has passed.
But I'm only about 15 pages away from finishing it, so I think finishing it and then going over it one more time, you know, just reading it and cleaning it up, I should be able to, you know, that's reasonable.
So by May 30th?
No, as much as I want to get it done, no, by June 30th, because I haven't unpacked. We're still living out of boxes.
I couldn't
find my underpants for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know this.
Yeah, you
okay,
do.
Okay, so finish elephant book by June 30th.
Right.
And finish the book proposal by?
Let's see. Well, and then that would be July 30th. Okay.
And so start a new project by August 1st.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, and are you going to go back to working on the book, book-related projects 20 minutes per day in the morning?
Oh, at least 20 minutes a day, yeah.
Okay. And do we want to leave the article and the query on here?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Maybe we should put unpack on here.
I think now because unpacking can wait. You know, it's not going anywhere. I can make this the priority.
Okay.
Awesome. You know, but with everything else, there were other deadlines by other people, so I couldn't. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't have any say. So anyhow.
Okay, I'm putting under accomplishments. Moved into new house and prepared old house for sale.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Awesome. Life goes on.
Intense.
All right, Peggy.
Yeah.
A very long set of intentions for you.
Okay. Let's see if we can clean them up this time.
Okay. Well,
Do like Pat said, and just my life turned upside down, as you know, and I moved into my daughter's house for 5 days and drove back and forth to the hospital, and so everything got just dropped for, and then I spent 2 days recovering before I got back in the saddle. So I'm back in the saddle, but I didn't get much done.
Okay, and what was going on with your daughter again? Remind me.
My grandson had a ruptured appendix. And,
that's right. I remember that
the
now.
The hospital made mistakes at every turn, every single day. It was just terrible.
Wow.
They put him in a bed overnight on morphine, and then he ruptured while he was in bed instead of in the operating room. It's just... And he's fine. He's fine. He went to school, and he's energetic, and his wounds are healed, and he didn't get an infection, so he's good. But we're all blown out of the water by the experience.
Right. Yeah, I bet. Yeah, well, I'm glad he's okay.
Scary.
Yep, that is.
It was.
Good thing you're a nurse.
I know, but I was really being a grandmother. She has 4 kids, so I was taking care of the other kids, and I should have been in there fighting with the doctors because I was the one who knew what was right. You know, but anyway, it all happened, and it'll uncover some way. Actually, let's put that for Q&A because I would love to talk about how I could write this story.
Okay,
we'll
talk about that during Q&A.
Okay.
Okay, so what we have for intentions is follow up with Dr. Navoa to get commitment on forward.
I need to move that over.
Okay, so keep that. Finish rewriting chapter 2 through 3.
Okay, I'm still struggling with 2, and that has to go into Q&A too because that turned out to be a real challenge to my investigative skills.
Okay, so we'll leave that there. Contact more people for stories?
I have been doing that. I've been putting out some really strong feelers. I haven't actually interviewed anybody else, but I've got some real helpful things. I have other people looking for people for me now, too.
Okay, awesome. So under accomplishments, I put contacted people for stories, but I'm leaving contact more people for stories under intentions.
Yes.
Okay. Publish blog post once per month.
I did it. Finally. I did it.
Yay.
And all of a sudden, my Twitter and my website and everything came to life. And people got back in touch with me going, thank God you're doing more. So, yeah, it was very rewarding. So,
good.
Definitely going to be there.
Good. Okay. Write 1 article for newspaper per month.
I haven't written this month yet.
Okay. Well, it would be April.
Okay, April got done. And so, yeah, I have to look at May.
Okay. Keep goals and intentions in line with larger goal of completing book by December 31.
Yes.
Go to university library and work for several hours every other week.
Haven't not done that, but I'd love to keep that on there.
Okay. And the last one is redo proposal, revise table of contents on chapter summaries.
Yes.
Stays on there?
Stays on there.
Okay. All right. So those were the intentions. So under accomplishments, I have contacted people for stories, published blog posts, wrote one article for newspaper.
Okay.
Any other accomplishments?
And I worked on chapter two. I think I'm resolving the issue, but we'll talk about that in Q&A.
Okay. All right. So is that it for accomplishments and intentions?
Yes. Yes. I lived through a horrendous week. Yes.
Yes, you did.
And I still haven't unpacked. I've unpacked a lot, but I've got 10 boxes left.
I have a 2-car garage left full of boxes.
All right.
Go.
Nope, that's it. So this point, we are to coaching.
Okay. Pat, are you okay if I jump in with my chapter
Please.
Two problem?
Yeah.
My problem with that was that I interviewed this woman, and then I wrote this chapter that was very difficult to write because of all the research I needed to do. And as I did the research, I realized that she wasn't, and I don't think she was lying to me. I think she really believed that she had this implant, and she did not have it. And she gave me all these medical records. After I got the whole chapter written, she gave me her medical records, and she did not get the implant. She got some stitches that kind of held her bladder up. But and I've wasted way too much time arguing with her about what her records say. I'm trying to gracefully bow away from that, like I leave. I don't answer her for a couple of days, because she just keeps wanting to argue back with me that she had the implant, and she doesn't.
So that's very bizarre.
Two surgeons went in to take it out. So I have those records from those two surgeons, and they found the sutures. They didn't find this implant. So I just wasted I spun my wheels for 2 or 3 months on chapter two, and I don't have another person with this story of the original implant. And I think I think she wanted to kind of be a star in a way, having the original implant, but she didn't. So I wrote to my friend Mark, who has published 7 books, and I said, can I make a composite character and just use a, you know, tell in the introduction that I'm using composite characters and just leave the story the way I wrote it, but take her name out and change the details to other people's details. I just don't know what to do. I need this chapter to introduce the first implant into the book, you know.
I would keep searching. I would put something out on Harrow again.
Okay.
I mean, I wouldn't use her. And if you're using real stories for everyone else, then I would not do a compilation.
Well, it's actually Pat's brother-in-law is a journalist, an accomplished journalist. And I talked to him, and he said to you things like, I want to recreate the salesman who sold the original product and that kind of stuff. And I said, I don't have the money to go track these people down and go interview them. And he said, just use composites. You know, do your research and create a composite character. So that's when I started doing it, was for the salesman character. And then I have another character who is a real person, who's the woman who signed the application to the FDA, that the FDA approved to put this stuff in women, the original one. And I've done research on her, so I can interview her eventually. But he said just to get moving, you use composites. So that's what I've been doing.
Yeah, you can definitely do that. I mean, this woman isn't going to really work since she never had it. But So, you can definitely do that, do composites, but I would keep searching for somebody.
Okay, I think you're right, because it really is going to make the book have a whole lot more punch if I could get use real names.
Yeah.
For sure. Go ahead.
No, I'm agreeing. I'm just agreeing.
How about on which part, Pat?
Oh, I'm finding someone.
Okay.
This is a huge story, Peggy. This is a huge story.
Right.
And I just want to see it. How do I say this? I don't want anybody to be able to poke any holes in it when it comes out. I want it to be bulletproof.
Got it. Well,
yeah, and I agree. And that's sort of what I was thinking was, I'd hate for anyone to come say, well, hey, you know, don't you have a real person for that? Or
real medical records that I read that said that she really did have it. That's why
Well, but she doesn't have it, so.
Right.
What's that?
So Peggy, her medical records say that she had it?
No, it says she did not have it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, right, so you can't, I mean, you could make her a composite of something, but, you know, basically she's, you know, I wouldn't be using her at all. And
Right.
The other thing is that you're doing this really as a, you know, from a journalist perspective almost. I mean, you know, you're acting as a journalist.
Yeah.
And so a journalist would be looking for a source.
Okay, so I need to keep looking for a source. Okay.
That's what I think.
I just have this in my head. I have in my head that 90 something percent of your writing is factual and can be verified, and that if someone wants to shoot you down and they find that one spot, it can discredit all the other work.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
yeah,
okay.
So that's what we're both pretty much saying, is we don't want that to happen.
But backing away and looking at what I'm trying to do, I'm trying to get my first two chapters so I could have sample chapters to hand out with my book proposal. That's really what that's what I'm stuck in.
But you don't have to have that particular chapter.
Right.
Oh.
For your book proposal.
Right.
Oh, okay.
You can have any chapter that you want that is strong.
Oh. Okay. But I have other records for other people that will fit in other places in the book, just that chapter 2 had to be the first implant.
You'll keep looking at, but you could submit the proposal without that particular chapter.
Got it. Oh, okay. Okay, that's what I couldn't unravel in my head.
Go, girl, go.
Yes, you do not need to go in order. You just need to provide a very strong chapter.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking that I can do that. I'm thinking my chapters are getting stronger because I decided to include personal stories and little details and facts and real facts and that kind of stuff, you know. I think my story is stronger. So that
handles that part of it.
Right. No, I forgot what the other question was about.
Something about writing about your experience at the hospital.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have all our texts back and forth because we did most of it by text, so I know all the mistakes the hospital made and stuff and the timeline and everything. And I just would love to write an expose about this or something, but I can't wrap my head around it yet what I should do or whether I should do it at all. But the hospital can't be found at fault because he got well, despite 500 mistakes, you know. There's no lawsuit. So, of course, we just want some kind of justice. And I thought, well, if I could write the story and it gets published and embarrass the hospital, maybe they'll change their policies, you know.
Well,
and so who is the I mean, where would you publish that?
That's what my question would be to you. Is there a point
well,
to that?
Yeah, I'd be looking for some publication that covers, you know, medical issues from a patient advocacy point of view.
Like ProPublica.
Yeah, or else you could even try something like Parents or Parent Magazine, you know what I mean? Or Parenting.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Because I could have an inspiring story if I talk about my daughter and her husband and my grandson and just talk about this incredible challenge that they were put through and how well they did it, how it deepened their marriage.
I wasn't even talking about that. I was talking about coming at it like a journalist and from a nursing perspective, that parents need to be aware that you know, sometimes mistakes are made and lives aren't lost, but there's a vigilance that has to happen.
There must be, Peggy, things that you could advise parents that when it's appropriate for them to speak up or object how to make a parent a stronger advocate when their child is sick. Give them tips.
I mean, like, I remember when my son Julian, he went away to camp and he got this fever and he kept getting the fever. Like, we'd think he was better and then he wasn't. And then anyway, nobody could figure out what was wrong with him. He could hardly stand. He had pain behind his knees. It was a horrible experience, right? And the first time he came down with it, he had pain in his hips. And we took him to the hospital, and he had fluid there, which very often happens with kids. When they get a virus, it goes to some joint. My daughter had it also in her hip one time. And so they wanted, you know, we have these doctors there, and they're going back and forth about how he needs to have surgery. And a dancer, the last thing you want to do is surgery on a dancer because they never dance the same way again. And so we were appalled, right? And we're left there trying to figure this out. And then a pediatric surgeon comes in, and he looks at me and he goes, "There's no way. We are not doing surgery on this boy. We're giving him antibiotics, and we're doing some other things, but we are not doing surgery." And he just kind of kicked those other guys out. But had he not showed up, we would have been screwed.
Yeah. And look, his life would have been completely different.
Right. And so, I mean, you really need to have some, I think parents need to understand that when they don't know or whatever, that they need to get an advocate for that. You know, if they can't be the advocate, they need to find someone. But basically, it's their job to question.
And so you need to empower them to ask questions because they're intimidated.
Right. They are. They're intimidated. They're scared. They're intimidated, they don't understand, and they're relying on somebody's opinion, they don't know if that person really knows what they're doing. So, I think coming from a nurse's perspective and saying, "This is what happened with my grandson, and here are some things you can do to be a good advocate for your child," I think that'd be a great article.
I love it. I will, because what I learned while he was in there, I called a friend whose son was in the same hospital with cancer, and the hospital saved him, but they made mistakes at every turn, the same hospital. I just have a feeling this is ubiquitous, this problem, because of the incorporation of hospitals, corporatizing of hospitals. I'll get my wording better when I write. But, I think it is an issue right now.
Well, I don't know, I mean, maybe I'm just blabbering now, but when my 90-something, almost 98-year-old aunt went to the hospital with severe hip pain, and the doctor in the ER said that she had dislocated her hip and asked for permission to, I forget what they call it, but
reduce it.
So he tried and it wouldn't work, and eventually he ended up standing on the gurney, flinging her legs over his shoulders.
That's
and
the way
shoving,
you do it.
And she's screaming bloody murder, and it turns out that that her muscles, the hip had been out of joint for some time, and the muscles had atrophied, and there was no way it could be reduced.
Oh, wow.
And then he shoved her so much that it took all the skin off her back.
Oh, my God.
When I wrote a letter to Dignity Health and said, this is unacceptable, they said, this guy is a contractor for our ER. We have nothing we can do about that.
Wow.
Huh.
Wow. Yeah, so, there were a lot of contractor doctors in on his care because he went in on a weekend, I think it was. No, he went in on Tuesday. I don't know, but they do have contracted doctors in that.
People don't even know, hey, this guy who says he knows exactly what to do, who you're trusting, isn't even accountable.
Yeah. And more right. and more and more, they're not accountable. Yeah.
And so parents need to understand that what's changed in medical delivery is that there's, you know, you can't even hold them accountable.
Yeah. 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 You really can't. And they know that, and it permeates every decision, like delaying his pain medication, you know, just there's nothing they could do. You know, just close the door and listen. Don't see, can't hear him scream, and yeah, it was just awful. So yeah, I love that. I love that idea. I think it's spring, and I got more energy.
All right, good. Okay, so Pat, what about you?
No, I'm fine. I'm just physically depleted and getting back into my routine and taking and paying attention to this stuff is going to help me get back on my feet. I have a pretty big disability. I smashed both my feet and broke my back in an accident, a ladder accident in 2003. And the joints on both of my feet, four or five of them on each foot, are fused. So when I'm doing a lot of walking, standing, and carrying, it just beats me up. I'm going to use this time now to plant my butt in a chair and do this. And I think that's going to help me mend at the same time.
Yeah, but also do something for yourself. I mean, this is one of the things that I keep harping on in my High Performance Writer program because, you know, really we all need some balance. And, you know, I'm at fault of needing this more than anyone else probably. But, you know, give yourself a chance to rest up and to, you know, do what you need for your body as well as your mind. So, yes, get back in the groove, but make sure you take time to rest and to revitalize yourself so that you have the energy and that you don't end up getting sick afterwards. Because what happens is a lot of times we're put through all these stressful situations and we make it through them and then we get sick.
I did. I got a cold. The minute it was over, I was dealing with a cold.
Yeah.
But I know it's
so
like that.
So the other self-care that I have to do, because I also have the diabetic issue, is to get back to the gym regularly.
Yeah.
So I haven't been in 3 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and be kind to yourself. Don't go back thinking that you're, you know, going to, you know, that you're going to be right where you were before.
Well, actually, I think it's going to, you know, and I've given the book a breather. I mean, the good thing about it is I think I'll have some fresh eyes when I get back to it.
Yeah,
I think so. I mean, so that is good that, you know, that you've done that. So.
Yeah, what happened to me was I was stuck in that argument with that woman, and I couldn't find my way out of it. And then my grandson was sick. So when I came back to it, I said, wait a minute, why are you wasting your time with this fight with this woman? Because she did not have an implant. It's just to keep going. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And it wasn't really a fight. I was always respectful. I just, when I would write to her, I'd say, well, it's still a mystery to me. This part is still a mystery. I wasn't disrespectful. In my psyche, it was a fight, but I was pretty respectful to her. She's an interviewee, you know? So.
Well, and you do need to be, yeah, I would just send her a thank you note. You do need to be respectful, but you just say thank you,
yeah.
And I'll let you know if I end up using your information.
Yeah. And move on, Peggy, move on.
Yeah, well, yeah, but this is not uncommon. I mean, I had somebody who wanted to get out of one of my programs. She didn't like it, and she waited past the 2 weeks past the, the guarantee time period.
Uh-huh.
So she was out of the out of refund period and didn't have a good reason except that it wasn't what she thought it was going to be. But the thing was that all the advertising said exactly what it was, all of it.
Yeah.
And so I just stood my ground and said, no, I'm sorry, you don't get a refund. You can keep having access to the course. And I felt horrible, but at a certain point, you have to act more like a business person, right?
Exactly.
But she keeps emailing me. Like, she's still on the email list. I'm not going to take her off the email list for that course because she paid for it. But then I did something wrong, and I told them I corrected it, and, she's making snide comments. And so first I didn't do anything. I was like, okay, I'm just going to ignore it. Then, of course, I couldn't do that. And so, and then I was like, no, that was such a mistake. You I just have to let it go. I just have to let it go. She's angry.
Yeah.
Fine. That's just how it's going to be.
Yeah, and you don't even have to open her email.
That's right. Right. Yeah. So you definitely need to just move on.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay.
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 Really,
that seems good.
It really helps.
All right. Good. And I would just send her that email like we said.
Uh-huh. And say thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. But just say thank you, and I appreciate the information, and I'll let you know if I use it or not. Actually,
yeah.
You don't even have to tell her. Just say thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, because she can go on and do whatever she has to do, whatever her process is, If she wants to pretend she has the implant, she's welcome to.
Right.
But she really...
Yeah, just let it go.
These two doctors opened her up to find it, and it wasn't there.
Yeah, well, if she can't figure... there are people like that. They can't figure that out, so...
Yeah. Well, the medical world is kind of... It's mysterious if you haven't been trained in it. So, and people are very suspicious these days of the medical profession, so I understand. And there's people who think they have alien implants. So.
Yeah, so you never know, right?
Yeah, who you're getting for your interviewee.
Yeah, I mean, I had somebody who wanted to, she'd been to one of these write a book in a weekend programs, and they got her stuff all set up on Amazon for pre-orders and all of that, and then got down to the wire, and she didn't have a book.
Oh, wow.
And at a certain point, Amazon doesn't let you go back. They're just like, no, you have to put
really?
Something in
they,
there.
They take what you've got and publish it?
Well, I don't know what happens, but she just said, I have to have something by then, and... she had like 6 weeks or something, and I told her there's no way, and so we kept moving forward, and she finally got really pissed off at me because I told her, she was writing a book about stress, like how to de-stress.
About what? Stress?
How to de-stress.
It was non-fiction.
And the thing was, I actually talked to some fellow coaches, high-performance coaches, and I said, what's the deal? Everyone was like, she's just so stressed, she can't hear. And so...
Yeah. Yes.
She was actually a fellow high-performance coach, and I said to her in an email, I was very careful about my wording, and I said, you're stressed, you're not hearing, and she was so pissed that she asked for a refund.
Wow.
And you can tell by me just even telling you about the story again that, it stuck with me for a really long time.
Yeah, yeah.
But but it was like, you know, there's certain people, they just, they don't kind of have a grasp. And all you can do is go, okay, I said what I had to say, and now I'm moving on.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
So we can all get back into gear tomorrow, and next time we talk, we'll have good results.
Yes. Exactly, Pat. Exactly. I really do feel like that. Like,
yes.
We're all kind of coming out of the woods, coming out of this long, hard winter, the last 4 months of politics.
Yeah. Yep. Well, you know, that's why I'm doing my Author of Change program again. It's a good time. A lot of people want to create change.
Yeah, yeah. We should.
Any other issues you want to
No, I'm good. I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm good. I feel like you really nailed what I needed to focus on to get going in gear again. So I appreciate it.
Okay. Well, hopefully we'll gain another person or two.
Okay.
I was supposed to put that link there. I'll put the link right now in the Facebook group. And just
okay, I'll do something on my personal Facebook
page.
Yeah,
and I'll put something out again, too. I've been promoting this other program, so I can't really promote it via email, but I can put something out on social media.
Great. Okay, good, good. We need another one. Let's get one more. Maybe
yeah.
two.
Yeah.
Yeah, two would be good.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Oh, what's happening with the retreat?
Oh, you know, Woman didn't call me back, and because everything happened, I didn't call her. But thanks for the reminder. I'll call her tomorrow and see if we got a date. Or, you know, if we get a quote for some prices, too.
How so you decide, where did you decide to maybe do it?
Well, at the same place. I can't remember how that's
Pima
pronounced.
Ocelain?
Pima. Yeah.
Yeah.
How you said it.
Pima Ocelain.
Because, it, you know, what do you call that? I can't think of the term, but like when you go to a location, you get into a certain state of consciousness. Anyway, I can't think of the term, but I was just thinking if it was the same familiar place, it would just fall into place. That it was a retreat and that we would write and that kind of stuff, and then have it be really toned down with just you as the guest speaker. What do you think, Pat?
I think so. I just think, yeah, but I think we can keep it. We're just going to have to keep it simple.
What dates did you ask for? Because I told you some dates I couldn't make it.
Oh, can you send me your dates? You can't make it, and then
I can't remember when you were trying to do it. Now, when was it?
Oh, I was trying to do it this summer, and just broadly this summer. So, if you and Pat both can tell me what dates not to ask her for. Oh, what we were talking about was a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Oh, so middle of the week.
Right. Right.
Was that cheaper?
What'd you say?
Was that cheaper, or did you just not want to do
it
again?
Yeah, that was going to be cheaper. And also, they've booked up a lot for weddings. So that was going to be easier to book.
Okay, so probably the second or third week of August would be good for me.
Okay.
I think my son is here until potentially the 8th, so I wouldn't want to leave while he was still here. So
yeah.
Probably the third week of August is the best one for me.
That would work better for me, too, because we're going on a road trip on the 10th of August. Or the
Otherwise, like the first week of September. Well, actually, the San Francisco Writing for Change is that week. I don't know.
That's the end of August. Let's stick with the end of August.
Okay.
End or the third week?
Yeah,
third
either
week.
The third week. So yeah, so it's actually 1, 2, 3, 4. There are 5 weeks in August.
Okay.
So either the third week, or I can do the last week.
Okay.
It'd be a little harder for me, but the third week would be the best, like the 15th, 16th, 17th.
Okay, or the, I know I got it, the 29th through 31st.
Yeah, that'd be a little harder for me because I'm going to a program over the weekend. But, okay, so what you're thinking is that you just have me, but we'll do it more like a writing retreat. Is that correct?
Right, right, yes.
Okay, and then if you want, I can do some kind of loose talks. You know what I mean? Like we could have a talk about platform building, or we could have a talk about, you know, social media and that kind of thing, or we can have a talk about, you know, related to high performance. But, you know, we can just keep it kind of loose where it's not so much of a presentation but a discussion and, you know, with presenting some stuff. But I think the rest of the time, what you and I had talked about, I thought, was have it more like a writing retreat.
Yes, yeah.
Where there's a lot of time to write.
A lot of time to write and then share writing, right?
Yeah. That
sounds
that works
good.
For me.
And I said we could save a lot of money if we don't do wine. And Pat said, absolutely not. The wine is the most important thing.
Well, it does foster a little, you know, I can't think of the right word, but loosens people up a little.
Community.
Yeah, well,
little...
I think you could definitely have wine, you know, in the evening when you're, if we're doing meetings or around the bonfire.
Right.
I mean, I don't drink much, but.
I can't even drink wine, so it's not for me.
Well, I can't either. The only thing I have discovered that I can drink some is cider, alcoholic cider.
Oh.
Doesn't That's give me a migraine. Most times it does not give me a migraine. So let me know. I mean, that would probably be the only week I could really do it. I have to find out exactly when my son is leaving, but I think he's leaving. He may be leaving the 7th. I think he said he had to be back at work on the 10th or 11th. So the likelihood is he'd be gone by then. But so it's possible I could do the 8th, 9th, 10th.
Well, I'll be gone until the 10th.
Oh, well, then we don't want to do that. Then we want to do it the 15th, 16th,
17th.
Okay. Yeah, and then we can talk about it. But I have a lot of things that, you know, we could do to foster writing. You know, we could do some meditation. We could.
That would be great.
Meditation would be great if we go down and do it down below at the shrine.
Or not.
Yeah, we could do that. But I was thinking also even just meditation before you actually do, you know, write.
Yeah.
Right. But that's what I would, I mean, a real retreat is we walk, we meditate, we, you know, maybe everyone goes down to the service they do. You don't have to be a Buddhist. Just go there and sit and just absorb and meditate and, you know.
Right. Yeah.
You don't have to stay the whole time. I've gone down and just sat for 15 minutes and left. So there are a lot of things we could do that, you know, that would foster writing and then having the writing times and then just reading and then, you know, a few loose discussions. I think, you know, that would be pretty nice.
No, I agree.
Because, you know, for me, the problem was always that I don't get anything done there. Like, I don't get to write or anything. I just manage to handle my email or whatever. So for me, you know, I'd like it because I could write too.
Yeah. And it's such a beautiful spot to be doing it in.
Yeah. Well, and I, you know, for me, it's close. It's just a 30-minute drive.
Cool. And if it's during the weekday, it won't be so hard to get down there and back. I think it's worse on the weekends where you are, right? The traffic.
Oh, yeah. At this time of year already. Yes, Sunday night was horrible already. My husband was coming home with groceries. He was not happy because we don't have our back road anymore. It's washed out.
Oh, no.
So we have to go down up and down 17. So, yeah, he was not happy. He was like, I'm never going grocery shopping again, you know, that late on a Sunday. So, yes, it's bad.
It's bad here. It's Point Reyes wasn't really well known, but now it's kind of like Santa Cruz. And so, yeah, it's bumper to bumper cars for miles and miles and miles. It's changing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Well, if you ladies don't have anything else, we'll call it a night.
Okay.
And whatever you can do to, you know, help round some people up, that'd be awesome. I'm just about to put something on my Facebook page. And
okay. You know, the Point Reyes has a whole bunch of writers. There's a writer retreat house here and stuff like that. It's very, very expensive. It kind of caters to vanity kind of writers, I think. I think I'll try to figure out how to advertise with them.
That'd be great. Well, I mean, if there's a fee, I'm happy to pay it if we can.
Okay, I'll find out.
Get some people out. I mean, if it's not too expensive.
Yeah. But I kind of decided not to do it because I wanted to get outside of my enclave here. So I like the San Francisco Writers Conference. It's all different people, different exposures. So I never did join the one up here. But okay. Not to say we can't advertise there.
Right. All right, well, let me know.
Okay.
Okay, well, there's my phone.
Okay, I'll talk to you all in 2 weeks. Keep achieving, well, start achieving some inspired results, ladies.
Okay. Good night.
Night.
Thank you.
Bye.
Night.